This is Seamus McGrogan here at WDIY in honor of Music Fest 2016. Starting soon, we are having bands come to the WDIY studios for special stripped-down performances and interviews. Today we have William H. Travis, which is the project of two Lehigh Valley musicians. We have them with us in the studio, Travis Hobby and Alex Luquette. Welcome, guys.
Hey, how you doing?
How's it going?
So thank you for coming here. You're playing Saturday, August 13th at the Martin Guitar Lyric Plots, which is in the Frank Benko Alehouse Cinemas, which has excellent acoustics. We've had a stage here. WDIY has had a stage there for a number of years now, and we always love having bands there. So we're looking forward to the performance. Have you played Music Fest before, first off, I should ask?
Yeah, we played as our older band. It was Our Griffins we played in, with two great friends of ours, John Kimmock and DJ Brown. And
it's the same stage.
Yeah, same stage, nice. Just a couple of years later. So we're really excited. We had a great time there last time. It's very intimate. It'll be at 9 p.m., so it's really, you know, an evening with us. Should be romantic. Bring a bottle of wine, but don't. I don't know if you can.
Two bottles.
Well, the good thing about the Frank Benko is that you can go grab an adult beverage there. I don't know if you can get wine, but you can grab an adult beverage there if you're of age. Describe the project here, William H. Travis, for those who haven't heard it before.
I would say it's it draws on a lot of folk and Americana influences, but as you know, a more indie feel to it. Folk and Americana in the sense of a lot of them maybe narrative songs, which you don't hear too much of outside of kind of more classically themed genres. So we got an upright bass. We got our friends might be coming in on drums with us.
Great. Well, today in the studio, Travis, you have a guitar. And Alex, you have the upright bass. So we're going to hear a couple songs. What are you going to play for us first?
We're going to play a new single that's coming out actually in a week or two called Long Ways Down.
Okay, this is William H. Travis live in the studio here at WDIY.
Succeeding and failing on endless sea, we're sailing nowhere bound. I hear leaves, trees waving free, but sirens are enslaving me with their sound. We sail down, down. Now it's a long ways down, and I ain't a going down alone. I ain't a going down. It's a long ways down, and I ain't going down alone. are pounding and the demands are hounding, make it hard to say. We spend our whole lives making and all of it's taken in a blink. We say, oh, no, don't. Now it's a long ways down and I ain't a-going down alone. Going down, it's a long ways down. I ain't going down
live in the studio here with William H. Travis at WDIY. Seamus McGrogan here. And we have Travis Hobby and Alex Suquette performing Long Way Down. And they are performing at the Martin Guitar Lyric Plots on Saturday, August 13th. It's in the Frank Banco Alehouse Cinemas. The first thing I noticed about your music is how much of a storytelling element there is to it. How do you put together a song, Travis? What goes through your head and what do you like to write about?
Well, a lot of my writing comes from either personal experience or inspiration from reading or from, you know, looking at art albums or whatever, but just kind of getting into stories about something. Because, you know, say you meet someone on the street and you say hey to them and they're coming from someplace and they've just been through something and they've been through something for the whole day and the week preceding that. So it's, you know, there's always some story preceding and coming after that. So I'm always interested in those stories that bring us to where we are.
Yeah, I find that people who are interested in reading really do like to find out about people. They're interested in people. Characters are in books, but people in real life. And I feel that that really carries over if you're a literature fan. Tell me, what kind of books are you interested in? What do you like to read?
Oh, I read really whatever my lady tells me to read. She's in charge of finding me good stuff. No, she's a librarian, so she's really interested in books, and so am I, but I read a lot of classic literature stuff, you know, Charles Dickens, Jane Austen, those types of people.
Oh, I see. Dating a librarian, so it's all coming together now,
yeah.
Actually. Getting the full picture here. Alex, tell me about how it was coming in to play with Travis. How is it coming into kind of an Americana folk atmosphere? What do you try to add when you bring your bass into the mix?
Well, I love playing Travis's songs. They can totally stand on their own, and he is kind enough to share them with me. And it's really exciting for me because he doesn't give me much direction. He doesn't tell me what to do. He just starts playing. We'll be playing shows, and he'll say, like, I'm going to try a new one, so keep up. And I kind of just get to make it up and just really listen to them.
Okay. The song you just played, Long Way Down, had you played that one before or were you making it up on the spot?
No, I've played that one before, okay. But he doesn't play his songs the same, so I can't always reuse the same bass line. It's awesome. I love it.
A spontaneous element to the music here of William H. Travis. You're playing Saturday, August 13th at the Martin Guitar Lyric Plots. It's in the Frank Banco Alehouse Cinemas. Let's hear another song. What else are you going to play?
We got a song called In Our Bed. It's on the YouTube if you want to see a video about it, but otherwise you can take a listen to it now.
Okay. In Our Bed. This is William H. Travis live in our studios here at WDIY.
I was bleeding and needed. You gave me a hand. Oh, I saw you when I came back to you had me to stay. When I come in from the storm, closer to you. And I was shattered, but none of that ever mattered. You pieced me together like you do. Only you can hear me. Your voice alone suits me to my bones. When you listen really.
William H. Travis, live on WDIY here, a stripped down performance of In Our Bed. We have Travis Hobby and Alex Suquette with us here playing Saturday, August 13th as part of Music Fest 2016. You're at the Martin Guitar Lyric Plots, which is in the movie theater, the Frank Banco Ale House Cinemas. When did you first start playing music?
First started playing music toward the end of middle school. I had a health project and we thought that we'd write a song instead of doing the project because it seemed like an easy way to not do work and still get accepted was to incorporate music somehow. Been playing since.
Okay. And what about you, Alex? When did you start playing music?
I went to an elementary school that would work music into a lot of things. But bass, I was carpooling to school, to high school. It was like 9th or 10th grade. And the kid's dad that I would carpool with, I never spoke. And then he was like, "You're quiet. You should be a bass player." And I decided I could do that.
Inspiration comes from the strangest places. But I like it. Both of you really seize upon those moments. So. All right. And William H. Travis is the name of this project here. So what is the thought behind that? Since your name isn't William, but what is it? What made you choose William H. Travis?
There's a bunch of different things going on, but really, I really like the name William. I think there's a really rich history of writers with the name William. And I also think it's a common name, almost like, you know, Jane Doe or Joe Smith. Sorry if people actually have those names. But, you know, it's like kind of working with that idea of an average, all-inclusive name that's commonly used, and that's amazing. So, William.
Okay. So here's a question I have for you. If you were to tell people to listen to a couple artists to get you ready to listen to your music, the William H. Travis music, what are a couple albums or artists that you would tell people to really give them an idea about where you're coming from musically?
That's a really great question. I mean, there are so many times I do a performance and someone's like, "You sound like this person." And I'm like, "I have no idea who that is." But I wish I did. But if from my perspective, You know, a lot of people liken it to like Dylan type stuff, or there's a band Al turned me on to, Lord Huron. I think it kind of plays into that a little bit. Fleet Foxes.
I always think about Leonard Cohen, at least the first album or two.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, very intimate storytellers there in your list, so it's not a surprise here. We're live in the studio here with William H. Travis. They are performing on Saturday, August 13th at the Martin Guitar Lyric Plots, and that's in the Frank Banco Alehouse Cinemas. You're performing at 9 o'clock. It's at night. You're also performing in Philadelphia around that time as well, aren't you?
Yeah, the day before that at a club called Ortlieb's with the Levy Drivers and Miles Nielsen. So it should be a pretty sick show.
Great. So Friday, August 12th at Ortlieb's in Philadelphia, and then Saturday, August 13th at Music Fest right here in our backyard at the Martin Guitar Lyric Plots in the Frank Banco Ale House Cinemas. Travis Hobby and Alex Luquette, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, man.